ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति निष्ठकी। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadev, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, 7th canto, 3rd chapter, text 22. Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome to this wonderful morning program which is given by our divine Gurudev Srila Prabhupada for our purification. So please repeat. Hiranyakashipu uvacha. King Hiranyakashipu said, Praharada, my dear Prahlad, anuchayatam, let it be told. Tata, my dear son, Swadhitam, well learned. Kinchet, something. Uttamam, very nice. Kalena, etavacha. Kalena etavata. For so much time. Ayushman, O long lived one. Yat, which ashikshat, has learned, guruho, from your teachers, bhavan, yourself. Hiranyakashipu ravacha, Praharadanurachyutam tata. I should put my specs. Swadhutam kanchit uttamam, kale neitavat yushman, yat ashikshat guror bhavan. Mataji's. Translation. Please repeat. Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear Prahlad, my dear son, O long lived one, for so much time you have heard many things from your teachers. Now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge." Purported by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. In this verse, Hiranyakashipu inquires from his son what he has learned from his guru. Prahlad Maharaj's gurus were of two kinds. Shand and Amark. The sons of Shukracharya in the seminal disciplic succession were the gurus appointed by his father. But his other guru was the exalted Narad Muni, who had instructed Prahlad when Prahlad was within the womb of his mother. So, dear devotees, Hiranyakashipu is one point here to note. Hiranyakashipu is very pleased to talk to his son. And he is long-lived and very dear son, this and that, you just heard that. And he is expecting that his son will be like him. And Hiranyakashipu is a demon. So everybody expects, you know, like a demonic father will expect his children should be demoniac. But Prahlad Maharaj, when he was in the womb of his mother, he has been instructed by his divine Gurudev, Srila Naradji Maharaj, Narada Muni. So, when this question is asked to Prahlad Maharaj, that what you have learned from your teachers, another very significant point Srila Prabhupada is making, that Prahlad Maharaj has two types of guru. Two gurus were Shand and Amark. They were the two sons of Shukracharya. Shukracharya, his sons, they are described as a seminal guru. This, that is not the disciplic succession. Means, father has produced these two sons, they also have become guru. But there's no disciplic succession and no connection with the Krishna. So, we need a guru in a parampara. This is very, very important. In India, people know that one should have guru. They know this. Everybody try to have a guru. But they don't know which kind of guru they should have. Srila Prabhupada talk on this point. He says that now India, there is a fashion of a guru. Fashion, or one should have guru. Disciple doesn't know which kind of guru he should have, and guru doesn't know the which kind of what he's supposed to instruct his disciple. So you can say there's seminal gurus. Guru is needed in a parampara. Evam parampara praptam imam rajashayo vidu sa kali namahata yug nashtu parantava. And what is the difference between a guru in the parampara and guru in a, like Shukracharya and Shandana Mark and seminal gurus? Guru in a parampara, they are devotees. They follow the predecessor acharyas. They follow Krishna. They don't concoct of their own, anything of their own. So this is very, very important. Many people go to the gurus, and many gurus are also looking for disciples. But each of them, they don't know what they're supposed to do. Guru should be in a parampara, and he should be properly situated. He should be, he should be free from lust. Especially lust is very, very important. All the disease starts from lust. From lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, kama, then krodh, then lobha. Lobha means greed. Moha, attachment. Kama, krodh, moha, lobha, and then ahankar, ego, false ego. So, it is very important for a guru to free himself from lust. And it is only possible if one is blessed by his Gurudev, or he is accepted by the predecessor acharyas, and he is properly situated. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Krishna's maya is very, very powerful. To situate ourselves properly, what the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us in the Shiksha Ashtaka. Though we should remember, me, you, he, she, we should all remember, that doesn't matter what kind of body I have got according to my karma, but whatever kind of body I may have, my only business is to cultivate Krishna consciousness. My only business is to become a devotee of Krishna. I don't have any other business here. So, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, what he is saying in the Shikshashtaka? And the four main contaminations, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam ba jagadishakame, First contamination is everybody is after money. Prabhupada used to say, money, 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 money. Sweeter than honey. Huh? Everybody wants money. We need money. But money, this belongs, Lakshmi belongs to Narayan. Actually, Rukmini Mata is Lakshmi. Huh? She belongs to Krishna. But out of ignorance, out of material contamination, I want to enjoy Lakshmi. That is very, very sinful on my part. Nobody can enjoy Lakshmi except Narayan, except Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj gives example in his one very beautiful song. Dusht, dusht man, tumi kisi re Vaishnav, pratishtare tare, nirjane re ghare, hari naam keval kaitav. Oh my culprit mind, which kind of Vaishnav you are? You're sitting in a solitary place and chanting Hare Krishna just to, the people can adore you, fall past, oh, this guy chants so much. No. Pratishtare tare, nirjanere khare. Then he's saying, jareda pratishta, sukreda vishta. If a Vaishnava wants this love and pratishta, how to say in English, love, some material gain, and prestige. If Vaishnava is after material gain and prestige, it's just like a stool of a hog. Sukre Ravishta. Actually, hogs in the Western world may be little clean. But hogs in India are very dirty. They eat stool, you know. Live in the filthy place, eat stool. And then when they pass the stool, what kind of stool is the hog stool, you know? Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada is saying, if you want love and pratishta, profit or prestige, it's just like a stool of a hog. And not the stool of a hog in the Western world, stool of a hog in India. Because he's talking in India, you know. Hogs are filthy. Now our leaders, see, so unfortunate. Our leaders are so great. One leader was there and he died a very bad death, you know. He was shot. Not shot, but bomb was exploded. He was the PM of the country. He made this announcement. Oh, raise the pigs, you know, eat the pigs and become the pig that I'm adding. He didn't say that. Raise the pigs, eat the pigs, then go to hell. He has given the advertisement in the newspaper. Sunday ho ja Monday. Khoop khao ande. Meaning, if it's Sunday or Monday, you should eat more and more. Ande means eggs. Then I added, tere sar par pade yamduton ke dande. And yamdutas are going to hit your head with the canes, you know. So, this kind of leaders are there. Very unfortunate, very unfortunate. Here is a real leader sitting before us. He needs to actually, he led the whole world. The whole world should follow his leadership. Then the world can be happy. Otherwise, world is going down and down, down and down. So, Lord Gauranga is saying, I don't want money. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada is saying, remember that Ravana wanted to enjoy Lakshmi. Sita Mata is Lakshmi. Mother Sita, he kidnapped Sita. What happened to Ravana? He was doomed. Finished. Whole dynasty was finished. He said, Lakshmi is enjoyed by Narayan. Yadava. And woman is enjoyed by Madhava. Madhava is Krishna, I mean Narayan, Yadava is Krishna. Woman's to be enjoyed by Krishna because He is the master of the gopis, Gopinath. Mama Navedana Shuno, Vishaya Durjana Sadaka Marat, Kichunahi Moragun, a pure devotee is saying. We are not the enjoyer. Krishna is the only enjoyer. So then one can say, oh, then what is the use of this life if we cannot enjoy? Like people in the Western world, now in the whole world also, but in the Western world especially, they think purpose of life is to eat, drink and be merry. About 25 years back, I was in Florida, Tallahassee. We had a preaching center. I don't know if we still have or not. Tallahassee, the in charge of preaching center, he invited us, me and one of my God brother, Jankinath. So one person, one doctor, he invited us in Fort Lauderdale. He was supposed to send us the air ticket. We were supposed to fly there for program. So ticket didn't come for the first flight. We were waiting for the second flight, ticket to come for the second flight. So we're waiting for, I think, few hours there. So Jankinath was going and checking. I was also sitting tired there. Couple of hours, he went to check with the agent, airline agent, that our ticket was supposed to come. It has come or not. So he was also watching us that we are sitting there for a long time. So this agent, he inquired from Jankinath. I was also standing next to him. He said, who you guys are? Because we were dressed like this in robes. So Jankinath said that we are Hare Krishnas. What do you do, Hare Krishnas? So he started explaining, we chant Hare Krishna. And we follow four regulative principles. And what are the principles you follow? This guy, you know, constantly watching us, he became a little inquisitive. As our first principle is, we don't eat any kind of non-veg, no meat, fish, eggs, even onion and garlic. So this guy looked at Jankinath and he looked at me also, made very pale face, you know, he said, you guys don't eat? What is this? He was not happy, you know. Anyway, he made very bad face. Then second principle, no intoxicants, no alcohol, no cigarette, no, cigar, or no intoxicants, including tea and coffee. His face was more turned pale, you know. Then when he said third principle, what is third principle? He said, no illicit sex. When he said, you guys are nonsense. He was upset, you know. You guys don't do these things. You are nonsense, he said. You couldn't think even, you know. No illicit sex or no meat eating. And no, people are so much lost, you know. But thank Krishna, especially, who has sent his pure devotee, you know, to make us understand this is all nonsense. Useless. Hopeless. Thank you, Krishna, actually. He is sent by Krishna. He didn't come up his own, you know. One Srila Prabhupada was in a mood and he spoke to one of our God brother. I also saw Prabhupada once in a mood. So he said, Krishna wanted me to go and preach, come here and preach. I refuse. I said, I don't want to go to this horrible place. Krishna said, no, you please go and I will make all the arrangements for you. So devotees, they always love their master. So on the request of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada has come here. We should not think whatever has happened is just an accident. No, it's not an accident. It's a divine arrangement of Krishna and he has sent his pure devotee. Krishna is our well-wisher. He wants to save us. But we don't want to be saved. I don't want to be saved. I just want sense gratification. Eat a drink and be merry, and then go to hell, you know. There was, you know, one person. And he was from, you know, Los Angeles area. And he has died. So Yamdutas, the, you know, outer carrier of Yamraj, they came, took his soul, brought him before the Yamraj. Yamraj looked at him and he requested Chitragupta, who keeps the accounts. What is this computer? This computer was there, you know. Yamraj has a very big computer. He's keeping his database of everyone of the whole world. Yes. So Chitragupta, you know, turned the pages and he said, "Sir, this person has come from Los Angeles area." He said, "Then what? Then what is his account?" "You know, every day he used to eat sometimes hot dogs, sometimes cold dogs, sometimes fish, sometimes chicken. He was a big meat eater there. What else? And he will drink every day. Sometimes, you know, VAT 69, sometimes whiskey, sometimes this, that. All the time drinking." And he was very, very sinful person there. And one who is eating meat, one who is drinking, he looks for a woman, illicit sex life. He was very big sex monger. And he used to gamble also. But sir, he has almost impious credit. He was very, very sinful person. But one day what happened? There was some Hare Krishna chanting going on. He heard the Hare Krishna, you know. That Krishna's name went to his ear inside and he stood and listened to the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So Yamaraj said, "Then what is the judgment for him?" "Sir, the little bit what he heard about Hare Krishna, the judgment is that he should go little bit far to the heaven, sometime in the heaven, little time, long time to the hell." Then Yamaraj said, "Oh, you have come from California. So let me ask your choice. Because the people of California are very intelligent, you know. Let me ask your choice. You want long hell first and then little heaven. Or little heaven first and long hell." He said, "Sir, thing is this, that I want to see first both. Please show me heaven and hell. Then I will decide where to go." Yamaraj said, "Okay, show him heaven and hell." He was taken to the heaven, very nice place, wonderful, peaceful, and people are very good looking, and greenery, and no sound, no disturbance, very nice. He saw the heaven. Then he was taken to hell. When he was taken to hell, what he was shown in the hell, there somebody is eating hot dogs, somebody is eating cold dogs, somebody is eating shrimps, all kind of things. Somebody is drinking. Somebody. I thought these things are only available in California area. But they are available in the hell also. Oh, wonderful. He's inside. He's very happy. He said, "I heard from Hare Krishna people that there is a punishment in the hell. But Hare Krishnas are wrong. Here, hell, everything is available. Whatever I was doing in the Los Angeles area, California, everything is available here. I think Hare Krishna people are not preaching properly." So then he was brought back. I said, "Where do you want to go first?" "Sir, I have decided to go to hell first." So he was taken to hell by order carriers of Yamdut, Yamraj, Yamdut. So as soon as they took him to the hell, they hanged him upside down, started beating him up, you know, very badly. He said, "Stop!" He said, "Why? Oh, you have shown me eating, drinking, enjoying. I am from California. You know, you are beating me? What is this? Take me what you have shown. So Yamdutas, they have very ugly looking face, bad. Smiling, you know. Yamduta said, you know what we have shown you? That was our advertising department to bring you here. Now you are going to stay here and suffer. So dear devotees, there's so much advertisement of hell, you know, everywhere. Please, you know, help the fallen souls. They need saving, you know. Srila Prabhupada has saved us. Now it's our duty. We should not be selfish. Sit in one place, secluded place and chanting, that is not recommended by our acharyas. Preaching. See, Prabhupada left at the age of 70 when he landed here in US. He was 70 years old. No friends, no money. So much trouble a great Vaishnava has to undergo. And he preached. Kept on preaching. In the ship, two heart attacks. He didn't care for his body. He cared for preaching only. So my humble prayer to all of you, with folded hands, please preach. Distribute books. This is the desire of Prabhupada. Why Prabhupada desires so much book distribution? Because his books are transcendental. By reading his books, the life of so many people will change. So, it's not that he wants to become famous person. He is already famous. But he wants soul should be saved. Fallen soul should be saved. So, Lord Chaitanya is saying, I don't want money. Janam, I don't want disciples. Sundarim, I don't want beautiful women. Everybody is after these things. What do you want then? Kavitam, I don't want to become a big poet. I don't want to become a big orator. So what do you want? Mam janmani, janmani ishware, bhavatad bhaktir ahetukitvai. O Almighty Lord, life after life, I just want your devotion, bhakti unto you. Which kind of devotion? Nothing in return. I just want to serve you. So why nothing in return, only service to Sri Krishna? Actually, if we will render to Sri Krishna unalloyed devotional service, which is unmotivated, uninterrupted, then the heaps of sins which I am carrying on my head, they will be downloaded. I will be free from the reaction of sinful action. If I performing some devotional service, expecting something in return, I will get that. But then, again, I have to go to the cycle of birth and death. And Prabhupada used to describe, you know, because he is self-realized personality, a pure devotee, you know, by his mercy, we will also be able to understand little. Very, very painful for the soul to change bodies, to come in the womb of the mother, stay hanged upside down. Mother may not give you birth, she may kill you, get aborted. And then what will be the position? What is going to happen? So very, very actually precarious situation. Lord Chaitanya only wanted us to become a devotee. He is Krishna himself, but in the role of his own devotee. And he is giving that devotion to us. We should avail this wonderful opportunity and help others to avail this wonderful opportunity. Then our future is bright, otherwise future is in dark, of which I have no idea. Why? Because I am in ignorance. I am lost in this material world, in sense gratificatory process. I am lost. I don't know what to do, what not to do. When the hippie movement was started in this country, so hippie was fed up from the stereotype life, you know. So they didn't want it. I asked one devotee, he was hippie before. I said, why you became hippie? He said, I was hippie. I said, why you became hippie? He said, the way my mother used to dress, you know, put the lipstick and powder and all the time, I hate that. So they didn't like that kind of life, but they didn't know what to do and what not to do. Then they became hippie, dirty, filthy, no bathing, living like animal. It became more worse actually. So Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, he sent his pure devotee and he made all the hippies happy by giving them Krishna consciousness. No hippie can be happy. They are miserable. But they don't know. So a pure devotee came, took a towel, cooked for the hippies in 22nd Avenue, fed them, they ate, took prasadam, after they left the dirty plates, and the pure devotee washed the dirty plates. Can you imagine? One devotee wrote in Prabhupada's Vyas Puja offering, Prabhupada, we are so fallen. When we used to come to 22nd Avenue, used to feed us wonderful prasadam. We used to eat and leave the dirty plates and we used to wash them. Prabhupada did this. So this Hare Krishna movement is the gift of a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, who was sent by Krishna to save the humanity from going to dogs. So much difference between white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, they are nonsense. This is skin disease we all have. Anyone can be a devotee, but unless one is a devotee, he cannot give devotion to others. So Prabhupada was a pure devotee. He gave devotion to the whole world. So Sundarim, women and disciples. Actually, Lord Chaitanya has warned us, one should not have so many disciples. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Why he said, na janam, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim? Only devotion. Why it is so? Because if Guru makes a disciple, if he cannot deliver him from the cycle of birth and death, then what will happen? Disciple will go to hell and Guru will also follow him in the hell. There is one sampradaya, bona fide sampradaya, Ballava sampradaya. Head of the sampradaya was Ballavacharya, who met Lord Chaitanya also. This Ballavacharya, once they were having a Brijmandal parikarma, going to bridge different places. So there was one very big python there. And so many ants are eating this python. Python cannot do anything. Ants are eating him, eating his body. So Ballavacharya looked at this python and he sat down there and told his followers, you please go, I am going to be here. So they inquired, why you were supposed to go with us? He said, you see this python? I said, yes. This python, in his previous life, he was a guru. And see, so many ants are eating him. They were all his disciples. He became python and they became ants. And they are eating him, that you didn't deliver us, so we will eat you now. And I am going to recite 108 Bhagavatam for his deliverance, because devotees are kind and merciful. So he recited 108 Bhagavatam to deliver this soul of a guru in the python body. Devotee is very dangerous situation, very, very dangerous, which I don't understand because I am in ignorance. So when Hiranyakashipu asked this question to Prahlad Maharaj, tell what you have learned. He thought he will hear something. Oh, he learned the politics and this and that. But it was to his surprise in the further verses, that what he has learned from his spiritual master is very unique. That is, Prabhupada is explaining here, seminal disciplic succession is actually not very good. Where the guru is appointed by his father, seminal guru, Shukracharya's son. Shukracharya is a spiritual master of the demons. But his other guru was the exalted Narada Muni. Other guru, Narada, is great. He is coming in a disciplic succession. And he is in our succession, you know. He is our great Acharya. Who had instructed Prahlad when Prahlad was within the womb of his mother. Prahlad Maharaj responded to the inquiry of his father with the instructions he had received from his spiritual master. So Prahlad Maharaj, so strong a devotee that he didn't care what Shand and Murk taught him, but he cared what his Guru Maharaj, Devrishi Naraji, has taught him. Thus, there was again a difference of opinion, because Prahlad Maharaj wanted to relate the best thing he had learned from his spiritual master. And best thing is, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. This is the best thing. It's in the next verse. Thus there was again a difference of opinion, because Prahlad Maharaj wanted to relate the best thing he had learned from his spiritual master, whereas Hiranyakashipu expected to hear about the politics and diplomacy, because he was a demon. Prahlad had learned from Shand and Amark. He learned this politics and diplomacy from his gurus, those who were seminal gurus. Now, the dissension between the father and the son became increasingly intense as Prahlad Maharaj began to say what he had learned from his guru Naraji. He didn't care. He knew that my father is going to kill me. But he was so staunch devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, so staunch by his staunch Gurudev Naraji. He didn't care, 5 years old boy. So by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, we also have to become very staunch. Follow very rigidly Srila Prabhupada. You know, sorry to say, I'm a little frank, please don't mind. I saw Prabhupada once, one devotee came to see Srila Prabhupada, then long hair. He was initiated. Prabhupada was very upset. So Prabhupada said, why you haven't shaved your head? He's making some excuse. Prabhupada said, we are known to be shaven heads. Very upset. So if we want to return to our real home, back home, we must follow Srila Prabhupada. Doesn't matter what others say. Doesn't matter what other people are saying. They are criticizing me and they are saying so many things. Oh, this Hare Krishna, they have wrapped bed sheet, you know. Who cares for these buggers? We should not care for them. We should only care for Prabhupada. Because if we care for these buggers, they will take us to hell. Choice is ours. Whether we care for them or we care for him. What is the answer? We should only care for him, nobody else. Because everybody is Kali Chela. They are the disciples of Kali Yuga. And they are increasing their number. But we should try to increase our number. Our number is the best. Their number is the worst. Their number, because they want to go to hell, you know. Time is finishing, but can I carry little more? Huh? No, what Swas Prabhu says? Huh? Oh, you are in charge. I'm servant here, you know. I'm your servant. Because you're serving Rukmani Dwarka Desh. Hare Krishna. So, in charge, I forget what I was going to say. What I was saying before? Kali Chelas. Yeah, so what I wanted to say, you know, these people, Kali Chelas, they are also well-wisher of others. How is that? They know that we are going to go to hell. Definitely they know. But they say, we won't go alone. We will take all of you with us. Actually, they are not our well-wisher, they are our enemies. But see, Prahlad Maharaj is so staunch. We should pray to the lotus feet of Prahlad Maharaj, please make us staunch, you know. So many difficulties will come. Prahlad Maharaj's father is killing him. And so many opposition elements will be there. They will try to stop us, you know. But in no way we should stop this devotion, you know. No way. Then only there is some hope the world can be saved. Otherwise, world is more or less finished because sinful activities have become more prevalent and people are becoming more and more sinful. Prabhupada said, it is next to impossible that the whole world can become devotee. Even if some people, few people will become devotee, then the world can be saved. Thank you very much. And all glory to Srila Prabhupada. No question, no comments? Huh? Hare Krishna. Huh? What is that? Next time. Why not this time? Hare Krishna. Make sure that we fall on the ground.